Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on the seventh Sunday of Easter. The program is available at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Please stand and join in singing the entrance hymn, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing, number 437 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. You're sure all welcome here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, for Sunday Mass. Glad you're here. We welcome all of you, as well as those who unite with us in prayer at home on the Catholic Channel Sirius 129 and the Catholic Faith Network and our own live streaming. I'm especially happy to welcome a number of groups. We have our Seton Teaching Fellows from the Brila Academies who do such splendid work on behalf of education, especially for our children who come from challenged families. Thanks be to God for your vocation, dear Seton Teaching Fellows. I have a brother bishop, Bishop Carlos Marquez, the Auxiliary of Caracas. Glad you came back. Father Bart Smith, the pastor in D.C., and Father Mark Nestout, who works for the Holy See's mission at the United Nations, join Father Enrique and I and Deacon Vincent for this holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our prayers are the more fervent, don't you think? Because we gather in that sacred time between Ascension and Pentecost, united with the apostles and our Blessed Mother, awaiting the gift of the Holy Spirit during this month of May dedicated to her, and because it's Mother's Day. So we pray especially in gratitude for our dear moms with a lot of love and reverence and gratitude that we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Et in terra pax omnia pax omnia et in terra pax omnibus ole voluntatis laudamus te benedicimus te adoramus te glorificamus te gratias agibus in
Let us pray. Graciously hear our supplications, O Lord, so that we who believe that the Savior of the human race is now with you in glory may experience, as he promised until the end of the world, his abiding presence among us, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us as a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Judas, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted among the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has set his throne.
Reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in the truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody, would you mind if I preached a bit this morning about moms? Seems kind of appropriate, don't you? This is the month dedicated to our Blessed Mother, and it's Mother's Day. So what do you say that I say a few words about moms? And I'd actually like to talk about three different mothers that we all have. Here's number one, obviously our own natural moms. Well, when you think about it, every day should be one of love and reverence and gratitude for our dear moms. But today it's kind of official, it's national, so happy Mother's Day, dear moms. Sad fact, and I'm afraid that many of you would agree with this, we don't fully appreciate our moms until they're gone. This is my third Mother's Day without my own mom, and I sure miss her. After she died, over 2 years ago, a very thoughtful friend gave me this picture of her. I don't expect you all to see it, but it's mom and myself when I became a cardinal. I think about that when I introduced her to Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict said, Mrs. Dolan, you are too young to have a son a cardinal. To which mom said, I've always believed the Pope is infallible, but now I know it for sure. So, but on the other side of the picture, is a magnificent statement about moms from the courageous Joseph Cardinal Mindszenty, who was the primate of Hungary in those troubled decades after the Second World War, when the Catholic Church in Hungary was so oppressed by the communists. He's going to be beatified soon. Anyway, Cardinal Mindszenty said, listen, you may have heard it before, the most important person on earth is a mother. She can't claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral, but she need not. She's built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul, the tiny perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new lives into the world and saints to heaven. Only a human mom can. So Mothers are closer to God the Creator than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this, to be a mother? Wouldn't you agree? Now, here's the second mom about which I want to speak today. I got to give a little context here. You know where we're at, where we find ourselves in this season, these days of the church's calendar. We're between those two epic feasts of Ascension Thursday. We had that last Thursday, 40 days after Easter, when Jesus physically left us, although he assured us he'd be with us all days. And next Sunday, which is Pentecost, the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And remember what those apostles did when Jesus bodily departed from them? They said, fellas, we better go somewhere and pray hard because we don't exactly know what to do. And we sure don't feel we got the gifts that it's going to take to live out this mandate that our Lord just gave us. So we need to go pray and pray hard because he promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So remember, they locked themselves in a room. And remember who they asked to join them. Remember? They asked Mary. They asked Mary, the mother of Jesus. For one, they were pretty shrewd. They said, psst, let's ask her. Jesus never turns her down. He worked his first miracle at her request at Cana in Galilee. But secondly, they kind of realized that Jesus was forming them into something very sacred, a community, his mystical body, the vine and the branches, the church. And they believed that they were becoming a family, a supernatural family. And they knew that you couldn't have a family without a mother. So they said, we need to have her praying here with us because Jesus gave her to us as our mother from the cross. So they invited our Blessed Mother Mary to be with them in that novena, those 9 days of prayer awaiting Pentecost. So not only do we have our natural mom, everybody, we have a spiritual mother because Jesus shares his mother with us. And here's the third mom that we all have, Holy Mother Church. Holy Mother Church, that's a term of love and affection that we Catholics use for the church. You think about it. It's Holy Mother Church that brings us to birth as the waters break in the sacrament of baptism. It's Holy Mother Church who feeds us as a good mom in the Holy Eucharist, forgives us when we err in the sacrament of penance, brings us growth and maturity in the sacrament of confirmation, the tender care of a mom when we're sick. Holy Mother Church brings us the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Holy Mother Church tenderly is our teacher and corrects us and passes on to us wisdom and the truth of the church, family stories of the church, and encourages us. Now, folks, no mom is perfect. As much as my brothers and sisters, I love our mom and miss her very much, especially today. When we get together, we tease about her imperfections, okay? I think we all do that. Moms are flawed. Moms make mistakes. And so does Holy Mother Church. Boy, we all know that today because people are shouting it in our face that Holy Mother Church is flawed. She's imperfect. She's made bad mistakes. But, as with our own earthly moms, we love her just as much, and we loyally cling to her. Think about it, everybody. God the Father considered having a mom so essential that he wanted his only begotten Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, to have one when he came here on earth. And God's not to be outdone in generosity. because he gives us three. He gives us our own moms, he gives us our Blessed Mother, and he gives us Holy Mother Church. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For mothers and their families this day, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Monsignor Thomas Bergen, Esperanza Ampera de la Peralta, and Erica Lazaro, and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, St. Joseph, her spouse, St. Patrick, our patron, St. Matthias, whom we heard about in our first reading, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Thank you. that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your church. For the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all this holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful people with these sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotion we may pass over to the glory of heaven, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after his resurrection, for 40 days he plainly appeared to all his disciples, and then was taken up to heaven in their sight, that he might make us sharers in his divinity. Therefore, overcome with Easter joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. Even the heavenly powers with all the angels and saints sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to full fitness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Audemus dicere. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Amen.
Please join in singing Be Thou My Vision, number 452, in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal, number 452. Singing Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether, number 510, in the same Blue St. Michael Hymnal, number 510.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Hear us, O God, our Savior. Grant us confidence that through these sacred mysteries, there will be accomplished within the body of the whole church what has already come to pass in Christ, her head, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Well, we have the final blessing for everybody, but a special prayer for our dear moms, okay? Father Stephen's mom is here. Teresa, happy Mother's Day. His mom and dad and sister, they love sitting up here because the collection basket doesn't get up here. We're glad you're always welcome. The Lord be with you. Loving God as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless our moms that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. And through the intercession of Mary, our mother, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Regina Celi, letare, alleluia, quia quae meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.
Please join in singing Be Joyful Mary, Heavenly Queen, number 449 in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.